Hawaii County is running out of options in disposing of its waste material, and with the impending closure of the South Hilo Sanitary Landfill, will begin the expensive process of trucking waste from Hilo to the other side of Hawaii Island. And as Bill Kukarski, the director of the Hawaii County Department of Environmental Management, reminds us, the county's responsibility for the landfill won't end with its closure. He's on the line from Hawaii Island. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
All right. This obviously our waste is kind of running away with us, isn't it?
Well, we have pretty good control of the solid waste issues on the Big Island. I'm happy to say it is a problem that we have been working on with both our recycling and our other types of diversion activities.
Mm-hmm.
So we're actually in better shape than most people think, and for that I'm very grateful.
Now, that's good to hear. When you describe diversion activities, what do those entail?
Well, for example, we have green waste that we take and that we used to deposit into the landfill, and we are now diverting that into mulch and into compost, and that takes about 32,000 tons of waste a year out of our system, and doesn't go into the landfill anymore. And our other recycling activities for the mixed waste, which is the cardboard and plastics that we can recycle, are also diverted.
Mm-hmm.
And we have other programs like our reuse centers, where people have furniture or clothing or things that would normally just be thrown away that we can now reuse and repurpose. So we're doing reasonably well.
The separating of green waste, for example, is that pretty labor intensive?
Actually, it's not that labor intensive to separate, because it comes in as a separate load. So the commercial operators that do tree trimming and that type of operation, they can no longer deposit or dispose of that material into the landfill. They are required to bring it into our processing facilities. We have one both in Hilo and in Pu'uanahulu.
Mm-hmm.
And they pay only 25% of the disposal fee to do that. So there's an incentive for them to bring that in and get that waste materials reused and make it not a waste but a new product. So,
well, part of the whole thing of taking care of waste material is kind of a change in the culture at the individual level, where people need to understand the separating out their trash and things like that. Are people getting better educated about that?
Yes, we have. The issue that we have here, of course, is that we are so far away from everybody else. I mean,
yeah.
We're 3,000 miles from anywhere except Honolulu.
Mm-hmm.
And so the challenges that we face are much different than might be faced in a community on the mainland. When we talk about sustainability, that's not a concept. That's a requirement for us as a an island county and an island state mm-hmm. to face every day. So, yes, I think our people are taking this quite seriously, and the county of Hawaii is certainly.
Because when the picture that's created of a landfill closing and needing to truck waste to the other side of the island, it certainly looks as if it's going to be a heightened cost to the county. Are there ways around to avoid that?
Well, we have worked this to and minimize the cost as much as possible. Number one, we would be reducing. We would not have the people operating on the landfill, so there's some reduction in cost there. Mm-hmm. They will be doing other activities, but we'll have about 8 trucks a day going from East Hawaii to West Hawaii to Pu'anahulu on the west side, and that's about 20 tons per truck. But that is about all we'll be trucking over. We're anticipating that 8 trucks a day.
Can you look past that to maybe getting to the point where there are fewer trucks a day, or is that number likely to increase?
Well, we don't expect it to increase unless we get a significant population increase, at which time we can take a look. But mm-hmm. we have reasonably steady landfill usage and waste disposal. What we're looking at are ways that we can reuse these materials, like organic waste. As we come into the composting, we're going to require food waste to enrich the mulch that we get from things. Palm fronds and the types of vegetation that we get is not particularly rich. It's still good, but the food waste, and we're looking at ways that we can increase food waste not going into landfill, and we feel that's about 50% of the material that goes into the landfill is organic waste.
So what you're describing is something that is, to some degree, predictable. That with the population, as you say, unless the population increases, you can get a pretty good handle on what's going to be a year, 2 years from now, is what it sounds like.
Yes, and again, we've been operating. I mean, the Hilo landfill that we're closing has been in operation since the early 60s, so that's over 50 years of operation, and we think we have about 1.5 million, a little bit more than that, 1.5 million tons of municipal solid waste that's been deposited there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, when you go over 50 years, that's a lot of waste.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just say our goal is to minimize what's going into the landfill and maximize what we can reuse, reprocess, repurpose. That's one of our primary goals and responsibilities in our department.
And one of the things I think you told my colleague Sherry Bracken that even once the landfill is closed, your responsibility doesn't end there, right?
Oh, yes. There's really two parts to when you say closing a landfill. One is you stop taking trash.
Right.
And you stop taking municipal solid waste. And that's going to happen in the next year or so. We're not sure because it depends on how much we get, how much we compress, a number of issues.
Sure.
It's not really an exact science because you're dealing with what you call airspace. You can go so high and it depends on how much you compact. But in any case, in about a year and a half, we will stop taking waste, and then we will start the closure process. And the closure process is defined very strictly by the US EPA and by Department of Health. And speaking of that, we have done an environmental assessment for the closure that was just published by the EOQC in Honolulu on the 23rd of October. And if anyone is interested in reviewing the EA and making comments, you can find the EA link to that on our webpage, which is HawaiiZeroWaste.org. And right in the events and announcements section, which is what pops up as soon as you click there, you can get a link to the EA. You can read that, and comments can be made and sent to us up until the 23rd of November. So,
well, Bill, we'll
just plug that.
Yeah, we'll see if we can send people your way. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Oh, It's my pleasure.
Bill Kucharski is the director of the Hawaii County Department of Environmental Management, and you can find a link to the department's proposal to close the South Hilo Sanitary Landfill on the conversation page at hawaiipublicradio.org.